Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. This is Jeremy. I hope your Tuesday is going great. You know, I was thinking this morning, can call somebody a know-it-all? And if we say that, we're not being nice. You know, when we call someone a know-it-all, we mean that they think they know it all. They think they're so smart that they know everything, but really, they don't. But you know, we could say that about God. We could call him a know-it-all, and it wouldn't be disrespectful because it's true. Not only does God think he's so smart, God is so smart. God literally knows everything. What does God know? God knows everything. We've been talking about that this week, the big brainy Bible word that people use to say that God knows everything is omniscient. God is omniscient. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today after this hilarious joke of the day. Hey, what does a 79-year-old pirate say on his next birthday? Aye, matey. Hello, kid. It's time for you to wake up. Remember, this week we are considering God's omniscience. We are thinking about the fact that God knows everything. Remember, 1 John 3:20 says that exactly. God knows everything. And in Isaiah 46:10, God says that he declares the end from the beginning, meaning that he knows everything that will ever happen and has always known it. He knows who will win the football games this weekend. He knows how you're going to do on your next test and what you're going to eat for lunch today. He can say what is going to happen, not because he is really good at guessing, but because he knows everything for sure. God also knows all of history. He's been present everywhere from the very beginning. He witnessed everything that has ever happened. He knew it was going to happen. Then he was there when it did happen. And with his perfect and infinite mind, he never forgets a thing. He doesn't just know what will happen and what has happened. He knows what could have happened. In Matthew 11, we find out that God even knows the things that would have happened if circumstances would have been different. So God knows what you would have done if you grew up in another country. He knows what would have happened if you were born 10 years earlier. God even knows what you would do if your parents finally got you the dog or the little brother that you've always been asking. He knows everything about every part of his creation. He knows everything about science and math. He knows each star in the sky, every bird on the earth. He knows every hair on your head. As we think about the fact that God knows everything, what are we supposed to do with that? I have two thoughts that came to my mind. Number one, God deserves praise because of his omniscience. Spend some time today talking to God about how awesome it is that he knows everything. Then tell another person that God is omniscient. You're probably going to have to explain to them what that means. Then number two, God should be trusted because he knows everything. Since God is omniscient, we can have the faith to do what he tells us to do. He loves us and he knows everything. This makes him the perfect person to trust and obey.